This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. We're just endeavoring to connect with Virginia Valletta, the Director of Strategy, Digital Strategy at AMI. And I guess we've got her on the line now. And we want to take a closer look at something we mentioned to you briefly yesterday. And that is the introduction of AMI TV's app for Android users. The app is going to be coming out soon, and we're super, super pumped about it. So let's welcome in Virginia Valletta, Director of Digital Strategy at AMI, to tell us a bit more. Hey, good morning, Virginia.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm really well. So excited to be talking about this with you. There's been a lot of work put into this. So was this an in-house creation?
Yeah, it was 100% in-house. We started developing the app a couple of years ago after we released our first app for iOS. So it's been a couple of years of really focused, intense activity with our in-house team of four. So Lana Milley is our designer, Arslana Bakaroff is our developer, James Jones, our researcher, and Sarah Gagnon, who's our content specialist. A really talented small team of people who have been sort of focused on developing this app over the last 2 years, and we're extremely proud and happy to be releasing it shortly.
A few of my favorite folks listed there, and I know a lot of talented folks there, so really looking forward to see what comes out when the app gets released. Now, what are some of the accessibility features that are going to be in this app?
We've tested it extensively for screen reader technology because we know that, you know, a majority of our users are screen reader users. So it is highly compatible with screen reader and screen gesture technology. Of course, all of our wonderful content is described. There is captioning available in the app. You have control over whether you want to see the closed captioning or not. So that's a setting within the app to turn on or off. There's a wonderful onboarding video that is, completely accessible to sort of really navigate people and get them sort of comfortable with the app from the get-go. So there's an onboarding video that people can watch to sort of get a sense of how the app is laid out, what's available, and where on the screen landscape various features are.
I've always really enjoyed playing around with the app on my iPad. It's always been a lot of fun accessing a lot of the great content that's produced by our colleagues all across the country and a lot of our contractors as well. But we should mention, it's not just AMI TV that's getting the brand new app here. We also have AMI Télé, our French language friends, going to be getting their content out there as well. So what's some of the content that our audience can access on the apps?
So we're really happy to, we sort of changed the model of the app this time. Previously, the French and the English content was a little bit separated. We've taken a different approach to actually combine all of our content into a single app. So in this version of the app, including the iOS app, you can choose the English AMI TV content, the French AMI Télé content, or you can choose both. So you have the full choice of, English, French, or both content. So within all of that, you can see all of our great shows, all of our documentaries, and a growing collection of digital exclusive content, which sort of is a richer, sort of deeper dive into what AMI does and some of the behind-the-scenes content of our shows.
Oh, love that. Absolutely love that. So the apps have not been officially released just yet, but Virginia, where can folks find those apps and Android users download it once it does become available?
Yeah, sure. It's working its way through the approval process with Google right now. So we expect it to be delivered in a matter of days. So you will be able to find it in the Google Play Store, download it and use it. And feel free to let us know what you think. Give us your thoughts. You can email us at info@ami.ca or call us at 1-800-567-6755 to just let us know what you think, if you have thoughts on what we could add in the future, because we're going to continue iterating these apps just to keep the experience fresh and make sure it's relevant for our audience.
That's right. What these apps are not just a one-time shot. They're definitely organic and fluid in the way they continue to develop after they're released. Virginia, I know it's been no small project here. How does it feel now that you're kind of on the precipice of the imminent release of the app?
Oh, it feels great. It's really exciting to be working on these projects. We know, as is the case for the general population, but we know our audience, are really want to see app-based experiences and content. So we're really we love our website, but we also love developing for app-based experiences, and we're looking around to see where can we look to next for our next project. So again, give us your ideas, let us know what you think, and we'd love to hear from you.
Well, Virginia, it was really great catching up with you today. Congratulations again. I know the app is sort of in that imminent release stage, so looking forward to it going live. And once it does, we'll make sure the listeners and the audience at home know about that as well, so they can head over to the Google Play Store and download it for themselves. All the best to you, and congratulations to the team.
Thanks again, Dave.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.